In the words of a king, there is power. And as we behold him with unveiled faces, we're transformed into the very image of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Dr. K. Ijishesan, brought to you by Kingswood Ministries International. We believe that as you listen, faith is stirred up in you to become all that God has called you to be.
Father, as I stand in my office as an apostle to the nations, to communicate instructions, let there be tangibility of your presence and power to instruct, to enlighten, to empower, to break, and to release. What you have taught me, what you have shown me, what you have given me for these people. Let there be dissemination, an effective and precise one. Father, we thank you. Come on, wave your hands unto him. Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many components to financial prosperity, or what we call this called prosperity. Of course, prosperity is beyond money. In fact, I realize in Psalm 35, verse 27, where the scripture says, let them shout for joy and be what? The people that favor what? My righteous cause. He said, let them say. Let them say continually. You know, we're in a kingdom that, you know, we rule by speech. What is cooked in the heart must be served through the lips. Because cooking alone does not fill you. It has to be served. He said, let them continually say, or let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in what? In the prosperity of his what? Servants. Now, if under the old covenant, God delighted in the prosperity, you know, the best you could have under that covenant, the covenant of the law, is to serve him. But under the new covenant, we don't just serve him, we are family. Now turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, I am family. Come on, scream and say, I am family. Come on, say it again. Say, I am family. I don't just serve God. I'm a son. Do I still serve? Yes. But I'm not qualified by my service. I'm qualified by my sonship. Now listen, the covenant can only serve you to the extent to which you see it. If you are under grace, but you can't see grace, grace will not be maximized. The maximization of grace is tied to your understanding and accurate interpretation of what he carries. If God says you're a son, but you see you as a servant, he will not be able to, you know, deliver. Not because he does not want to deliver, but because, you know, your inability to see yourself primarily as a son imparts your ability to receive. Because there's a receiving of a servant, and there's a receiving of a son. Oh my God. Is somebody listening to me? Just a few minutes before I came into this auditorium, I still got a message from my daughter. Now, she has a car. She uses the car. Of course, I bought the car. Now, the car needs to be fixed. And guess who she's sending a message to? I'm in Nigeria. She's in America. She said, Dad, who's coming to pick my car to fix it? Because I'm going back to school weekend. It's my responsibility. I can't scream on her. because she didn't have to be born. You know, funnily, some people, some things were shared with us where we're growing up. Of a dad that got so mad with his son and said, you know what, you're going to get out of this house. I'm tired of you. And the boy stood up. He said, this is my father's house. If you like, go to your father's house. This is my father's house. It's my right to be here. I'm a son. If God delights in the prosperity of servants, how much more? Hey. Hey, is somebody listening to me? Hey. You know, when we can't differentiate between the covenants, you know, the word covenant simply means blood agreement. There's a distinction between the blood agreement that David, and the rest were under, and the blood agreement I'm under. I'm under a blood agreement that makes sons. So I talk like a son. I mean, I can show you the text. She was not begging me that peradventure maybe out of your busy schedule, if you can find time to, you know, manage to do something. I mean, I will really appreciate. Religion is a terrible thing. Make a suta bala, and I mean, you're coming before God and you are like, okay, let me say it. Umbrella, he said, come boldly. Oh, is somebody listening to me? He said, come boldly. Moto sekeya bata, and make sure when you are coming, don't wear you. Oh, man, turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, never approach God wearing you. How can God give you the best dress? You want to know the best dress? The robe of righteousness. Is righteousness, and you are wearing you. There's no way you will wear you and you will not feel unqualified. He gave you the best dress to approach him. He said, wear me because you are me. Wear me because what? You know, when you say I put on the robe of righteousness, it's not a borrowed garment. Do you know the worth of a product can be determined just by knowing the payments involved in the acquisition or you know, the purchase of the product? How were you acquired? Come on, talk to me. How were you acquired? How were you acquired? Okay, you were acquired, but you are redeemed by the blood, right? And to redeem means to pay a ransom. So there was a payment. Don't you know, say a payment was made for me. Do you know the payment? The blood of Jesus. Okay. How do you get the blood of Jesus? That means Jesus had to be killed. You are a very, very expensive product. You cost God the life of his son. Yeah. Should I say it again? You are so expensive. You cost God the life of his son. There was nothing on earth that could pay for you. So you are worth the life of his son. Because that was the payment that was sufficient to purchase you. You know, I remember the songs we used to sing those days. I'm fearfully made. I'm wonderfully made. I belong to God. I resemble him. I'm fearfully made. I'm wonderfully made. I belong to God. I resemble him. That's why the devil trembles when he hears his voice. When were you born again? Because the way you are mounting. Okay. Your own version was revealed. Let me give you the original version. I'm fearfully made. I'm wonderfully made. I belong to God. I resemble him. I'm fearfully made. I'm wonderfully made. I belong to God. I resemble Him. That's why the devil trembles whenever he hears me singing. I have believed. I think that's where the conflict is. Your own version. Oh yeah, sit down. I don't know the one you had. But the way yours is sounding, that's not the way it was given to us when we got saved. You know, these 2,000 new creations. Some of us got saved 88. No, 87. Thank God, you know, a spirit cannot be measured by age. I hear some people celebrating the age of their spirit. My spirit man is 35 years old. I thought your spirit man is eternal in nature. How can you measure eternity by time? Eternity is the nature of your spirit. The kind of eternity that does not wear out. You know, age comes in when there is an expectation of deterioration or degradation. I'm ageless. Tonight and next week, you can't afford to miss it. If you are joining by live stream today, make sure you are live next week. In fact, I was going to have a meeting with the Prosperity Partners Club before the next week meeting, but I've changed it because I don't want anything to compromise it. So Prosperity Partners Club, just come to this. Then on Wednesday, we have our meeting. It's okay. I'm flying out of the country next week Wednesday, but I will do you. I don't want anything because this, now listen, can I confess? I personally shy away from teaching on prosperity. Just keep on praying for me. I just don't like talking about it. And it's one of the areas where God has anointed me. Because when I communicate on prosperity, I don't just instruct. There's an impartation. As I'm going to be speaking tonight, there are going to be angels. There will be encounters. People are going to have encounters. I will say things. You will hear something deeper. Are you listening to me? There will be impartation. There are angels assigned to this service. Because, I mean, I don't just teach it. There's an impartation that comes with his teaching. Are you expectant? Yes, lift up your two hands. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5, he said, our word came not only in words, but also in power, in the assurance of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, as your words will be laid on these precious people that you bought by your blood, let that be administration of the Spirit to confirm your words. Let there be engagement of angels to accelerate the processes involved in the delivery of their covenant rights. Father, we give you praise because somebody's understanding is opening up and somebody is coming to a whole new level. You know, as I was about rounding up, I saw into the realm of the spirit and I saw a jubilation. Some of you got it. Some of you did not get it. I said, I saw a jubilation. I saw a jubilation. Makataya kataya. I saw, makataya. I saw a jubilation. Makato bobo papa. I saw a jubilation. You may be seated. So tonight, I'm running School of Prosperity 1.0. Thank you, Pastor Boye. Thank you for blessing us. You know, you can only go as far as you see. You can only go as far as you see. That's why God will take time to help Abraham to see. in spite of the fact that the covenant attached to Abraham was heavy. It was limited by sight. You know, there's this thing that has been going on all over the place. And please don't get me wrong. I believe in God sending people into your lives to assist you. But there's this overemphasis on destiny helper. My destiny helper. Lord, let me see my destiny helper. For some of us, what we are, the person you are calling your destiny helper is Lot. Lot. That it seems like, this guy came into my life. And God is saying, no, this guy is limiting you. He needs to leave for you to go far. Can you imagine Lot had just left Abraham? And God says, boy, we're just starting. In fact, look to the north. And you know, in the natural, Lot took the best part of the geography. I've been saying this on this trip, I'm going to say it again. Covenant is bigger than geography. Write it down. Covenant is bigger than what? Geography. The geography that Lot took, according to research, was a preferred choice geography. But God showed up, he said, forget. Northward, southward, eastward. He said, as far as you can see, I will give to you. I don't intend to dwell so much on that part. That's for next week. What you paid for today does not cover that. So I have some heavy things I'm going to be dealing with next week. I'm going to be talking about mental capacity. You know, I know people that are deeply spiritual and they are heavily broke. Pray in the Holy Ghost. But the load in their spirit could not reflect because there's a mental blockage. Small mind. I've been privileged to even travel around the world. I know nations that have problem with small minds. So it's not just things that has to do with individuals. There is a national problem in some places. Small mind. I won't mention the name of a country. There's a country. Anytime I come there, especially these days, I want to get out. Because everything is just small. Small, 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 small. I'm like, why now? The heart is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Why this small? No. I like large, and it's consistent with my covenant. Exodus chapter 1 verse 7, and the children of Israel were fruitful, increased abundantly. God loved abundance. When he was going to talk about the life he has brought, he said, I've brought abundant life, that you may have it abundantly. When he's talking about grace, in Romans chapter 5 verse 17, he says, abundance of grace, not budgeted grace. Abundance of grace. God does not run out. Listen, if you are two, there are some levels in God you will never reach because you are too rigid. Your offering is very rigid. There's some people, their prophet offering does not even move me again. It sounds like forever. You've been on 10,000 naira. Don't get me wrong, please. You know me. You don't even look at prophet offering, bro. At times, he grieves me. When you were honey, 25,000, it was 10,000. You became 100,000, 10,000. The same today, now 1 million, it's 10,000. Small mind. I'm serious. You can't go far with small mind. Write it down. You can't go far with small mind. Small mind. So I say, Pastor, is that really true? It's true. Because beyond scriptures, I have personal encounters with God. Some of you know your apostle is not broke. If you know, wave your hands. If you did not know before, know today. I'm not a broke man. I'm not faking it. I'm well. I can preach anywhere in the world without honorarium touching my mind. God has helped me that much. And this is not to be, I'm not being braggadocious, if you know me. But when it comes to this, I'm under the anointing, I will say it. I've got it to a point in my life that God pays me when I go for mission with a house. This is your honorarium. Thank you for the last trip. For example, my last trip to this country, as I was leaving the country, I look up on our way to the Murità Lai Airport and I saw this LED signage. Houses, you can get a house for, Ikoyi, you know, I've thought of it before. I've even tried it. Even on that trip, my wife, we went out to Kodabe. This is not me. But this one, I saw it. And it was like a magnet. So immediately, ask Boye. I called his wife. His wife said, he's the one that, I said, Boye, you live in Banana Island, right? And that's why you should know people that live in good places. So he said, yes. I said, do you have a realtor? Oh, he said, yes. He said, his wife told me, there's a realtor. And we started talking. I was showing somebody the conversation. It was like magic. Be, 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 be. In 1 week, everything was settled. It was like I put something in my mouth. I said, this I want to pay. I'm going to pay three. To the glory of God, I came back. And I have a house waiting for me in Osborne today. A clap is okay. It's okay. And please. That was the payment for my last mission. There will be a payment for this one. So you can't afford me. Now turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can't afford me. Jesus paid for me. And there's nothing you have that can afford me. So you can't afford me. So listen, I'm at a point that nobody can say, come, if you come, we will pay you. What do you want to pay me? What do you want to pay me? The person that employed me, that sent me. And by the way, I'm not an employee, I'm a son. I just happen to be a responsible son that he can entrust sensitive assignments into his hands. And when I ebrolo kwa sete yeke abonta ka taya manana kwa kasete bekata ya manana kota ikekento soba lakote yebele manana no sete be leke. When I align appropriately, it takes care of me. And this has nothing to do with being in fivefold ministry. It just has to do with knowing you. Mesutabarala. Let me tell you something. Don't wait for the money to hit your account before your mind starts enlarging. In fact, your mind must enlarge to accommodate your account. You know, there are two things that are key in this kingdom. When it comes to, maximizing the covenant, you must have a big mind and a big mouth. Big mouth. Don't talk on your level. Talk on a higher level. Prosperity is part of God's plan. You know, don't allow some nuisance to deceive you in the name of grace. When Jesus paid for you, part of what he paid for is for you to live large. But there's a difference between living large as God intends and being ruled by your largeness. He wants you large, and yet that largeness does not have anything on you. You can come to any level to do anything for him. Your largeness does not get into your head to the point that, when people have little coins and they don't have character, they misbehave. Me, is it me that he's talking to? And your pastor. Because of what? Because of this, of some changes that somebody put in your account that can disappear tomorrow. EFCC can show up and say, you got it the wrong way. And I say, it's me. He's talking to me. When I see that, I say, ah, this person missed a lesson. In fact, it's better to remain small with certain attitudes and character than to, because when you be, the prosperity of a fool. Foolishness and prosperity, they don't mix. It will ruin him. Write it down. It's a dangerous thing to desire prosperity when you are a fool. It is a what? It's a dangerous thing to desire what? Prosperity when you are a fool. A fool should not desire prosperity. Say, Lord, keep your money until I walk out of this foolishness. Because I don't want to be what? Ruined. You know, in my walk with God, I'm going to be teaching from the scriptures, but I'm going to also, I'm not even going to, for me to speak freely. You know, I don't like teaching us, for instance, although I'm repenting small, small, just be praying for me. You know, in my walk with God, I have some interesting, you know, you are building up and building up and building up and building up, and he'll be watching you, and you build to a point, and he will say, can I have what you have been building? Ha. But, you know, based on planning and budgeting, can I have it? It's like Abraham who wanted a son. And now got the son. And the next thing, say, God is saying, can I have the son? I won't shake now. You are not a wicked God. It's a test of heart. Write it down. It's a test of heart. It's a test of heart. It's a test of heart. And that's why tithe is bigger than Old Testament, New Testament. I'm serious. Because tithe precedes either old or new. It's a principle. It's a principle that God puts in place to help us prioritize him. Because tithe, beyond being 10% is first. Are you getting my point? Beyond what? 10% is what? First. Because some of us don't even do 10% again. But it has to be first. So there's a test of heart. There's a test of heart. And one of the reasons why the test of heart is very important is to ensure that you are no longer a fool. Abram, can I have your only son? The only son you waited for so long. Can I have him? Can I have him? Can I have him? The same God that disregarded all the, you know, the side works, you know, Ishmael, even when he wanted to make his chief servant or elevate him to his son, you said no. And now I don't have a legitimate son that you approve. And now you say, can I have him? He gave it to you, right? And he's asking for it. Do you know, when you understand how to walk with God, you realize if there's anything that God, that excites God, is your ability to trust him. And that's why most of the time, the instruction of God does not come with explanation. Write it down. The instruction of God does not come with what? Explanation. No, some of you are so logical, everything has to make sense. Why should I do it? Why should I do it? God does not consult your senses to give instruction. Don't limit God to your mental capacity. But it does not make sense. I can tell you a bunch of things I've had to do in my life that did not make sense. But it was commanded. It was commanded in 1999. I remember Mekrubosite Yekia. I got married March 27, 1999, so next week is going to be, is it next week? 2 weeks time, it's going to be 25 years I've been married to the same woman. So, you know, this month is a month of celebration for me. It's a month of celebration. Family-wise, I mean, I don't think it has ever happened to me like it, that there are Every celebration around me this month is a milestone celebration. You know, milestone celebration. Last Saturday, my brother, the pastor's Abuja Church, turned 40. Tomorrow, my mom turns 80. Later on this week, I think Saturday, my son turns 21. Next week, my other brother turns 45. And in 2 weeks' time, my marriage turns 25. Very, very, you know, it's a season of, so you should celebrate me. So come on, celebrate me. Everything around me is celebration. It's calling for celebration. So, in 1999, Ebrolo, it's a school of the spirit, it's a school of prosperity, it's a school of spirit. I have notes. Now I'm not looking at the notes. Look at me. Okay, why are you getting blessed? In 1999, to be precise, I got married. It was a supernatural arrangement. Everything just happened. Pam, 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 pam. If you have asked my wife and I, will you be married by this time next year? In 1998, March, they were like, no way, we're not ready. But there was an acceleration from October side. And bam, by March 27, we got married. And it was such a James Bond move. Because she was in the middle of a master's program in Cornell. My wife went to Cornell University, you know. Now I'm a smart man. I married above me, you know. You know, don't marry below, marry above. You know, the kind of woman that when you take home, they say, ah, show Logan funny, you know. It's called favor. Somebody shout favor. I speak by the Holy Ghost. Everyone under the sound of my voice that desire a godly marriage. By the operation of favor. By the operation of favor, I declare the right person is coming into your life. Somebody shout favor. I was like, somebody's wife was standing. I was like, we are married now. Which one do you want again? Who do you want to marry? I'm favor. You married me. So please. So, you know, we got married March 27th. And, you know, because it was in the middle of our spring break. In fact, we fixed that week because it was our first break. I mean, spring break. And spring break is just 1 week. So she had to go back to New York. And, you know, may you not suffer like I suffered during my 3 days honeymoon. Something you've never tasted before, you're not tasting. I say, let it go. Jesus. I say, Lord, this walk of, this walk is doing. So, as she was going to return, I say, this woman is going. So, she left April 1st. We married March 27th, and it was like April Fool. So, anyway, to cut matter short, as she was walking in through the immigration or the security, I heard the word of the Lord. He said, this marks the beginning of a new phase of the assignment. I'm like, in Nigeria. I said, my wife is walking to America. Which phase? The phase you should be talking about is the phase of joining. But I believe the Lord. I said, okay, you can't be a liar. Anyway, between that beginning of April to November, the church grew. We went from 70 or thereabouts. We went to boom. That was in the door open. We moved to Thomas Alako. Bam, you know. And Thomas Alako was just an amazing move of God. And by November 1st, I was preaching for this guy, Solomon Ojigiri, somewhere in Jesha, whatever. Anyway, as I stood up to go to the altar when he invited me, I heard the word of the Lord. He said, when you climb that pulpit, announce to them that this marks the end of the phase of your ministry. I'm like, what? It's someone else's pulpit. The Lord said, declare it. Because that's the law of the spirits. Anything that is not declared cannot manifest. So I declared it in a, and everybody, I'm so sure they were like looking at me in a weird way. I said that November 1st, no visa, nothing. But it was the word of the Lord. Anyway, to cut the long story short, by November 19, I was in San Francisco, California. Everything came together in 3 weeks. Boom! And I handed over and I left. Some people were like, iṣẹ tun grow dada bawo lo se ma fi sile nurture it to the next level. May strategy not finish your destiny. Get on your feet. It's a powerful prayer. I said, may strategy not finish your destiny. We are a people of the spirit. I said, may strategy not finish your destiny. May be seated. It's very, very important. Only thing judge you. Calculation, estimation. Just to a point that Holy Spirit, it's your life, run it. And all of you that are going all over the place, he's not my type, she's not my type. Even, do you know your type? God has a huge plan. You know, there are things about your future that God has not revealed to you. So he knows the type that has the capacity to handle. The type that is not fully formed is now the type you are celebrating. Don't know why I said that. So quick, so confident. There's a lady under the sound of my voice. No, it's not my type. Yeah. Who's your type? Because at this rate, you become typeless. Because you would have typed out everybody. Humble yourself. A son of God, born of God, born of the word and born of the spirit. Summon up courage to walk up to you and say, I like you. At least respect God in him. If you're even going to say no respectfully. Say, she must have a wallet to bear here of all people. Ele non can you see me? I'm alone, a child of God. Child of God, who are you? Kilo gbe sori. Which type? Can I deliver the word of the Lord? You know, I'm teaching on school of prosperity, but you know, I can flow. Especially this generation. Everybody that is 25 and under, stand up. If you are 25 and under, stand up. Stand up. 25 and under, stand up. I have a word for the Lord for you. You are 25 and under, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. 25 and under. Some of you have promoted yourself. 25. Now, listen. Let me tell you this. Don't allow the complications of your generation. You know, when we were growing up as Christians, we were not complex. If there's anything we are taught, the will of God. All this combination of we are talking, we are seeing, then we are dating. How many layers, Jumoke? Yeah, let's start from level one.
Talking stage. What is it? Dating stage. Cut there.
Seems you are not even, you are not current. Now listen, can I be real? Can I be real? There's something that should supersede it. The Holy Ghost. And it's not as if the Holy Ghost has stopped talking in your days. Because some of you, once anything skips those stages, they are no. What is the level here? Listen, marriages don't work because of the drama involved. Oh, he took me somewhere and knelt down. Listen, I didn't call. And I'm still married 25 years. I know people in Chicago, they stage their courtship. Call the guy. This is the kind of ring I want. Be thought in tare. This is the day you will propose. You will tell me to come here. I'm serious. When I got to know what was behind, I was embarrassed to now realize a year, under a year in the marriage, one is already stabbing the other. Please, no drama. I mean, you can still do all your fairity, but please elevate the Holy Ghost. Now, talk to one of you among you. Say, elevate the Holy Ghost. God is still speaking. You are a man of the word and a man of the spirit. More than your gen. Which gen are we now? Oh. Are we still at Gen Z? I'm going to go to Gen Z to Tony. I'm going to go to the Lord Gen Z. You may be seated. So please, did you get that? Maintain simplicity. It's possible that God will lead you to a man that does not have a thought of the money you have. Because ultimately, what makes you is not material things. If that's the way you think, you are a carnal person. Say, Balushele, could he sustain me? Listen, are you? Listen. Let's assume that man. It's not a marriage seminar, but I'm thinking. Let's assume that man has the money. Are you listening? Yes. Let's assume that man even has the money. There are going to be issues in that marriage that you will need more than money to take care of. Oh, comfortable. Oh, comfortable. Oh, don't speak in tongues. Not really. Listen. Apparently, I believe this is a move of God. It's a move of God. All the jagbajantis, let jagbadanu lay apart all the filthiness and superfluity of nothingness and receive with meekness the engrafted which is able to. We are supernatural people. We are not carnal people. Just make decision carnally. Say, we are practical. We are carnal. I mean, my wife would not have married me if he's thinking like some of you. One of my pastors, I won't mention the location. When he told me his ordeal, what he went through, he said, the person I was going out with you before broke up with me. We didn't fight, just broke up. I said, why? He said, I'm an economic risk. I'm alone. You know, like what you rope me, I can't suffer. Broke up. Of course, years later she came and said, no, it's too late. I'm an economist. Said, no, it was the devil. No, it was you. It was you. So to go back to the story, what a meeting we're having tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the Lord told me, it's time. And I went and I handed over hurriedly and left. But today, people talk about there's never been a history of anybody that did ministry in this nation, left over 2 decades, and the work keeps on growing. Because it was born of the Spirit. Kinshi calculation. Kinshi strategy. If at all we strategize after we have received instruction. We strategize around the instruction. It's why this generation, everybody is a coach. People will coach you to marry your wife. They will coach you to stay with your wife. Listen. When we are growing up, the only coach that were introduced to was the Holy Ghost, comforter, intercessor. But now they coach you for everything. And don't get me wrong, we need more education. But come on now. Orish. I used to say something when King Saul was young. They can bear me, they say, some people really want to buy. Spirit won't buy. Big head, small spirits. What is strangle spirit here? Orinla. Everything must make sense. Everything must make sense. Where God is taking you to, your senses cannot accommodate it. And that's why when he instructs, he does not need to explain. He just needs you to receive. What he demands or he wants from you is your receiving, not him explaining to you. We can't reduce Christianity to mind game. But I'm still going to teach you about mental capacity. But that does not mean you now reduce the things of God to what? To mind game. No, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. And, you know, even look at the images of the new. Is it strategy? No, it was not strategy. It was an instruction in the place of prayer less than 7 years ago. And the rest is history. I had no idea. Even he had no idea. That was the room where he was arguing with me that I should not ordain him. And I said, Shola, Modiojumi, I'm closing my eyes. If I open my eyes and you are still in this room, anything that happens to you, I'm not responsible for it. So he quickly left. So I poured oil on him and I closed my eyes. And then by Laju, I closed my eyes. In the name of Jesus, I release the apostle in you by force. But if you have not had the kind of experience I had, don't try it to backfire. There was a force of the Spirit carrying it. And I came to tell you tonight that that same force of the Spirit wants to be involved in every aspect of your life. You know, prosperity for us is not just money. In fact, that scripture, Psalm 37 verse 25, when it says, when it says, the Lord takes pleasure, what? In the prosperity. Somebody shout prosperity. That word prosperity is the Hebrew word shalom. Shalom. And shalom, nothing can be more encompassing than shalom. Total package. Hey! He desires the total package. Total package. Spiritual prosperity, mental prosperity, physical prosperity, which includes what? Your health and wealth. So when Jesus paid for you, it covered every aspect of you. You know, Goshen, what happened in Genesis 45 verse 10, when Joseph informed his brothers that he will have them live near him in a place called Goshen. Do you know that is a type of Jesus? Calling you his brothers to be in him. So we are in Goshen, in him. He said, you shall dwell in the land of Goshen. And the word Goshen in the Hebrew literally means drawing near. Drawing, he said, you're supposed to be close to me. You're supposed to be in intimacy with me. Because that's the only way you'll be able to procreate and produce. Because every one of you here, you are a product of intimacy. A man and a woman were intimate. And boom, you came out. With your small head, big head, narrow, small, you know, whatever size. It involved some form of intimacy. And you shall be near to me. But look at it. He said, you and your children's children, your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. So the plan of God involves every aspect of your life, all that you have. And you live in a material world. So for somebody to tell you that, you know, material prosperity is not, shut up. Shut up. I'm involved with a God that is interested in everything connected to me. Look at it. The next time somebody in the name of Christocentric or grace or whatever, or this grace, is, that one is grace, is disgrace, it's not grace. It's talking about, hey, there's no, just show him there. Say, all that you have. All that you have. I'm involved with a God that is involved in everything about me. All that you have. Your marriage. Your career. Come on, get on your feet. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. All that you have. You. Your children. Masotaba. Oh, gaga. Your children's children. Maybe you need to believe God for the health, for the healing of your child. It's covered there. your children, Makata. If you are, you used to be afraid where your children are concerned, not after today. Your children, my children, are covered. He said, great is the peace of what? Your children. Thank God, my children are not misbehaving, so your children cannot misbehave. I have two amazing kids. They make me proud, not just academically, morally. Having conversation with my son 2 weeks ago, and he looked at my wife. He said, you did not raise me like that now. He said, Fem, you should know better. Boy, he said, you didn't train him like that, so you don't even have to fear that. Great shall be the peace of your children. It doesn't matter how many demons are in that environment. Don't assimilate the experience of people around you and now turn it into the expectation of your no. Somebody shout, I am in Goshen. I'm in Goshen. I'm covered. Come on, let me hear you say, I'm covered. My children are covered. My children's children are covered. My education is covered. My career is covered. My investments are covered. And all that is connected to me. Lift up your two hands and shout, I'm in Goshen. Because I'm in Goshen, there is exemption. Because I'm in Goshen, there's increase. Because I'm in Goshen, there is protection from evil. There's insurance. I'm insulated. The swarms of flies, the hails that define this season. Because we're in the season of swarm of flies and hails. But how the Lord said the swarms of flies and hails, the swarms of flies. Some of you think you can fix some of these demonic things with politics. You are in a season of swarms of flies and what? Hails. But I've got news for you. In Goshen, it's like, okay, what's going on here? Are you not living in the same Nigeria? I'm in Goshen. Somebody shall say, all that I have. Hey. Sit. I'm in Goshen. I didn't know this would be so prophetic. I'm in Goshen. I'm in Goshen. But listen, in Goshen, we don't talk anyhow. We don't join conversations that have no connection with our covenant. Oh, everything is, things are really, really hard. I'm so tired of this kind. We don't talk like that. We face front. We face our covenant. No distraction. There's some WhatsApp group you should excuse yourself from. Yes, sir. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Yes, because what you are trying to escape from news, they now bring it to you in the group. Say, mute them. Sokuso. They say, No. I'm in Goshen. We don't see things like that. So we're talking about being real. Nothing is more real than the covenant I have with God. In fact, my covenant is the definition of my reality. Write it down. My covenant with God is the definition of my what? Reality. Say, I just want you to be real. Say, I'm more real. I'm the healed that cannot be sick. More real. I'm the wealthy that cannot be broke. Moril. I'm the protected that cannot die in an accident. Moril. I can't die like a chicken. Moril. It delights in the prosperity of his servants. He wants his servants. Now, listen, those of you that are parents, you know what I'm talking about. You want the best for your children. I tell people all the time, becoming a parent changes your life. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. In fact, at times when I see how selfish some people are, I say, we need to start having children. Well, single people can be very, very selfish. You know, there's something, when you see something that is, unless you are very, very demonic, your child. I will never forget how my dad started stealing things when it was time for me to do WAEC those days. Because for some reason, there was no money. He sold stuff, his stuff. That's what parents do. And God told me to tell you, he said, I killed Jesus for you. Because I already saw myself as your parent. Romans 8:37. If he did not spare Jesus, but have Jesus killed. 32. Romans 8:32. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us. Do you know your word? He delivered Jesus. He killed Jesus for you. How shall he not with him also freely give us? Hey, am I the only one seeing it? How did he end? The last two words. Can you scream it? 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 Jump up and shout all things. 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 All. All. Your covenant covers all things. Shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Can you scream it one more time? Say, nothing missing. Nothing broken. Share it again. Say, all things.
Woo! Glory!
All things. Sit. All things. All things. Men go to Jesus of all things. Jesus, all things. All things. All things. I believe it. This is reality. I don't know what you are calling your reality. This should be what? Your primary reality. The word of God is the foundation of my prosperity. The reason why I'm so sure about it is because the word document covers it. And the reason why I say it with audacity is because that's how I sign my name onto it. It's mine by covenant. And my confession is my agreement. How shall he not with him also freely give me all things? And some of you rule yourself out of yourself. Say, money. I can't have this. So God gave you all things, and you now start your subtraction process. You really come one bit. No. The word is my reality. If God says all things, that means all things. It has nothing to do with my background. It has nothing to do with my education. You know, I'm going to cover things along the line of diligence, purpose next week. But this is the foundation of your prosperity. The covenant. By two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. You have a word from the Lord and a blood covenant agreement. So you build your reality around that. Not around your village people. Not around the statistics connected to the people who did your course in campus. You know, some people confidence that they will be rich is because of the course they did. Write it down. No degree can make you rich. No degree. You know, we used to lie to ourselves when we were in pharmacy school those days. A pharmacist can never be unemployed. Until recently, I saw it live. I saw unemployed pharmacists. Some of my mates. You know, they brought them to America 20 plus years ago when America had deficiency of pharmacists. But America is smart now. You know what they did? In the last several years, pharmacy program started all over. So, as of 5-6 years ago, tons of pharmacists were coming out from right, left, center. And they look for excuses to discharge the people that have been in employment for 20 years. Because, I mean, they are paying you 160,000 and there's a small girl that just finished school that is okay with 100,000. To the energy. And the moment you kick it out, you realize to get another job will be difficult. Because you go for the next interview, how many years experience do you have? NFA. So a bunch of my classmates that were in the US, they were forced to start their pharmacy practice. By force. Because nobody was going to employ them. But there's a covenant that works in every generation. Whether you are Gen Z or Gen Zero, it works. Covenant is relevant in every generation. Come on, did you receive something tonight? Let me run through some things so that it won't look like I didn't say anything. Okay. Although I said a lot of things. Things I labored to write. Let me share it with you. You know, this prophetic anointing is very interesting. Are they prepare? Are they dory pulpits? And you will now just be saying something else. Okay. Because I wrote them, I must say it to you. One, know the will of God regarding prosperity. Know the will of God. Psalm 35 verse 27 says it all. God delights in the prosperity of what? His servant. You know, God's word reveals his will. The same way your will is expressed in your words. And that's why it's insane to be saying something that you don't want. Is what? Because words are designed to communicate your will. So in his word, he says he delights in the prosperity of his servant. In his word, Psalm 37 verse 25, he says, I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is it begging bread. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. Be in health. As what? Your soul prospers. So God wants you to prosper. And by the way, when we're talking about true biblical prosperity, it is the ability to use God's ability and power to meet the needs of humanity. I saw it in Kenneth Copeland's Bible reference. I'm like, okay. I'm quoting it. Next time, I will say I said it. But today, because I'm saying it for the first time, it is the ability to use God's ability and power. Can you imagine? I brought a heavy Bible. I saw the definition inside it. It is the ability to use God's ability and power to meet the needs of humanity. And true prosperity covers spiritual, mental, and physical aspects. Physical includes health and wealth. Okay. So knowing the will of God regarding prosperity is a must. Because that's how you build up. That's the foundation. Secondly, you must have a revelation that God is your real source. Never put your faith in anything, including your job, your training, your education, your connection, your opportunity. Even don't put your faith in that channel that God opened for you. Because there are some brooks that can dry. But if your faith is in God, God will ensure before the brook dries, you have been moved to the next channel. Are you listening to me? Okay, 3. We fight for rest. Learn how to what? Fight for rest. Write it down. Fight for rest. It's a fight, oh. Fight for rest. Listen, is a fight. Can you imagine? In Hebrews chapter 4, he said, that's the only place I know in the New Testament that you are told to be afraid. Don't be afraid, though, that you miss out on this rest. Rest is key to this testament. Why? Because it was finished. It can only be activated through rest. Oh, you didn't hear me? It was finished. So he only responds to rest. The only way you turn the switch on is by positioning yourself in what? Rest. I call rest the posture of receiving. The posture of receiving. There is a design to release grace into the different aspects of your life. But guess what? The channels or the pipes that carry those graces get constricted when you become unrest. That's why it says, take no thought for your life. What you will eat, what you drink. Don't stop the flow of grace. Matthew 14, 19. Jesus commanded the multitudes to do what? To sit down. Then he fed them. There's a posture of rest that precedes your provision. Oh, there's a lot going on. If you don't want much more to go on, rest. Stand up and shout, I rest.
I rest.
Come on, scream one more time. Say,
I rest.
Be seated. Very, very important. Rest. They said, shut up. Rest. The enemy has put all this together to put you in a form of what? Unrest. And this covenant only works from rest. When you vacate rest, you make the covenant passive. The effectiveness of this covenant is tied to what? Your rest. You know, there are two gifts you must receive. The gift of righteousness and the gift of rest. I call them true primary gifts. Except the Lord build the house, the laborer in vain that builds. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman wakes up in vain. He said, it is vain to rise up early and to sit up late. Psalm 127, right? For so the Lord gives. So if the Lord gives sleep or rest to his people, that means rest is a gift. The Lord gives. The Lord gives. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give. So, rest is a gift. Receive that gift. Somebody shout, I receive rest. The posture of receiving is what? Rest. The Lord gives. I've taught you over and over that rest is the meeting point of faith and grace. Overthinking. Now, God wants you to think and plan. But there's what is called overthinking that brings stress. Don't go there. Husband and wife be watching each other. If one says, uncle. If it's auntie, and a lot of times it's auntie come back. Say, I'm a mother. Mother worries. Supernatural mothers rest. Write it down. I'm a supernatural mother. Hey, omo, you don't love school. I tell a monk, rest. I mean, last week, my daughter was driving back home 5 hours. I mean, like, omo, you will not be omo, ye. You know, I could have been like, hey, we're calling her every 30 minutes. Bolo today, are you at the border of Illinois? I just said, I rest. She'll be fine. She'll be fine. And she drove home. My wife said, she has arrived. Yes, she's arrived. I rest. I can't die anyhow. My children can't die anyhow. In fact, the easiest way to kill your children is by worrying over them. Make a call to Job. Job will tell you, he works. Make a call to what? Joe, it works. So if you start worrying, that worry will produce. You plan, you strategize, but you don't overthink. God says you are under a covenant of grace and there will be a supply for every day. Glory. Children of Israel were in wilderness and yet they did not miss any supply. Did they work for the manna that fed them? Your problem is you attached your feeding too much to your toil. The lilies of the field, they don't toil. And yet, are they not well dressed? I love the way Yoruba people say, should I say it? And Kira Kita Kumola. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. Turn to your neighbor, whether it's uncle and auntie. You say, uncle, auntie, calm down. Tell him how without he say, uncle, auntie, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. We receive air by rest. Rest. So before you start going everywhere, I'm not good. No, I'm not going to grieve for anybody. Rest first. Calm down. Calm down. Okay. How many have I given you now? So I said there are two major gifts. That you must receive the gift of rest and the gift of what? Righteousness. Those two keys, they are so key to the receiving of grace. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's righteousness. I'm the righteousness of God. You know, Joseph insisted that his brothers should not wear the guilt of the mess they created. You sold me, I know. But guess what? God walked through it. That's gone. Your sins and iniquities, I remember no more. Just come near me. Because you can't come near me with guilt. This Goshen can only work when you are guilt free. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I believe in what Jesus did is my reality. I have the gift and nature of righteousness. I wear the robe of righteousness. I'm a son. I'm not loved for what I do. I'm loved for who I am. I'm accepted in the beloved. Lift up your two hands and shout, I'm loved.
I'm loved.
And because you are loved, you have been offered two major gifts. The gift of righteousness and the gift of rest. Hold down. Is that the way you say it? Hold down tight. Every day, wake up. Check your rest level. And check your righteousness level. Yeah. You know, there's a way to... There's a thermometer for it. You want to know it? It's called joy. Oh my God. My God. You know, when you go out with joy, you will come back with peace. The word peace there is shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. But you must go out with joy. I rest. And I'm his righteousness. How about this? The blessing is the foundation of your prosperity. How many have I given you now? The blessing is what? The foundation of what? Your prosperity. The blessing. I've taught you over and over that blessing. The blessing is man's original what? Dress. Man gets made by the blessing. The blessing is everything. And he blessed them. That's all he needed to do. And boom. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. Subdue. Have dominion. Just by what? Blessing. The blessing of the Lord make it. So what makes man is what? The blessing. And the Bible says, Christ redeemed you from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon you. Lift up your two hands and shout, I have the blessing.
I have the blessing.
I do not toil.
I do not toil.
So the blessing is key your understanding, your revelation, your consciousness. I am blessed. I am blessed, not cursed. Somebody shout, I'm blessed, not cursed. Then, five. I'm closing now. Understand the dominion mandate. Highland folks, you still remember our class on Sunday? The dominion what? Mandate. Should we give it to them or should we just keep it? Dominion mandate. You know, listen, when God blessed man, the ultimate of the blessing was never luxury or comfort. Luxury and comfort will come with it, but that's not the essence of the blessing. Write it down. Luxury and comfort. Oh, he has a house in Banana. He's blessed. But is that the ultimate? The purpose, the essence is bigger than that. Look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed man. And he said to them, be fruitful. What does it mean to be fruitful? It means to bring forth, to bear, to produce, to birth. As I'm speaking, I see an anointing released. I see you birthing new things in this season. Because the blessing makes you do what? To birth. It makes you create. Create, produce. But it does not stop there. He said, multiply. Multiply. Don't settle with just birthing. Take it to the next level. What is the next level? He said, make it plenty. Increase the number. Make it plenteous. So God is a God of plenty. That you may have life and have it abundantly.
My gosh, small.
So small. That's not God. He said, multiply. Some of you are already being fruitful and you are excited, but God says, don't stop there. Increase the number. Don't you ever say, increase the number. Make it plenty. Then the next one, he said, fill the heart. You know, the old King James says, replenish. You know, it literally means in the Hebrew, fill up to capacity. Bring it to fullness. Stand up and shout, fullness. Come on, shout, fullness. Some of you are overselling your testimony. You are just starting. Kido day, you created, fine. You have increased the number. Amazing. But what you feel capacity? Lift up your two hands and shout, fullness. Because if the capacity is not filled, you can't get to the essence. Sit down. I'm loving this. Fill it up. Increase the number and fill up the capacity. Then the next one, subdue. You want to know what the word subdue means? It means to use force to bring it to submission. God is aware that there will be opposition, but he's saying you have capacity. Don't back out on opposition. In this journey, you'll be opposed. There will be resistance. But he says you have capacity to conquer. Subdue. We are not a generation that back out on opposition. We subdue. We have capacity to use force. So that we can come to the ultimate place. Because he said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, let them have dominion. So all these layers of things produced by the blessing is to bring you to the ultimate place, which is dominion. The word dominion, which is the Hebrew word radar, means to rule and reign. Rule and reign. Rule. I want to ingrain into your head. Rule, rule, rule. Not just, don't create. Rule, rule. Oh yeah, screw it into your head. Screw it to your head. Screw it. Rule, 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 rule. I'm doing well. Oh, rule. People that rule, they control their space. Get on your feet. People that rule, God says, I want a people that will control their space. People that will be so, they will be a force that cannot be ignored. God is saying, I'm not here, but you are here. I want to be felt through you. You are here. And listen, it has nothing to do with pulpit ministry. Oh, do you know most of the accounts in the Old Testament involved people that were not anointed to preach? In fact, the biggest character is Abraham. And Abraham was not a preacher. The preacher of his day was Melchizedek. How many information do we have on Melchizedek? How many information? The guy just showed up to collect tithes. And bam, he disappeared. He said, no father, no mother. Kilo de, go near. We're not just the people that gather around on Sunday morning. We're people that influence our society. It's all about relevance. A force. It's not just by singing Kusagbara to David. It's about by walking to the office. Come on. Kusagbara to David Jesu. Can somebody bring that for us? You know that man. Very strong man. He's on top. The top 10% of his space. Boy, he commands authority. It's not just. Not just by having the title deacon or pastor. It's by ruling. If you are not ruling, you are not fulfilling the essence. Rule! There are a city built upon the hill that cannot be hit. If you have to run away from village people, you are a suspect. Village people should be running from you. So I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall hurt them. Somebody shall nothing. We rule. We don't hide. Have you ever met a king that hides? I've shared this a couple of times ago. A few years after I left the country, I was coming back for some major meetings in Ibadan, my pastor's convention, and the billboards were all over the city. People had seen it, family, friends, you know, relatives. And I called my mom, you know, I'm coming. He said, Momo, Boma sofe ni kokon. Tori mo sofa won re mo ni mommy. Mommy, it's late. Akilo de, what is late? The billboards are over. One solo television, one solo news. Mo ma so ra yin do ri ni ro. Your son became the governor. Say, I'm of any kokon. We rule, we don't hide. We rule, we don't hide. We rule, we don't hide. Oh, there's an anointing in this place tonight. We rule, we don't hide. I came tonight to raise rulers. I came tonight to raise kings. We rule, we don't hide. We rule, we don't hide. We rule. We rule. Exodus chapter 1, verse 7. He says, and the children of Israel were fruitful, and they increased abundantly, and grew until what? And grew exceedingly, multiplied what? And grew what? Exceedingly mighty. Look at the last phrase. He says, and the land. And the land was what? Were they hiding in the land? The land was what? Their influence. Fill the land. We rule. And you know, that's the testimony of Israel to date. They dominate spaces. IT. A number of apps you are carrying around, they created it. The children of Israel. And that covenant that produced them is inferior to your covenant. But there's something, you know, because they have spent more time with that covenant than us. So they have seen what the covenant can produce. In spite of the fact that it's an inferior covenant, they train. Come to America. You will see their children will go to regular school, but they still have special training. They put their children through. They drill into their system. You are an Israelite. You are a dominant force. This is the covenant that God has for you, with you. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. It's your heritage. This is our heritage. We rule and reign. I love Genesis 26, verse, is it verse 13 or verse 14? Then Isaac, the man, began to prosper. Continue to prosper until he became very prosperous. Have you been blessed tonight? How many of you are enjoying this call of prosperity? Are you looking forward to the next one? Next one will be heavy. One of my sons that came with me from Chicago will be sharing some things with you just to open you up on how covenant can change your status in 4 years. When I met him 4 years ago, he was carless and childless, and they've been married for 10 years. Today, the same person that was carless picks me up at the airport with G-Wagon. The same person that was carless has over 30 cars. The same person that when I met did not have a job. I remember the very first day I saw him, there was church service, and after the church service, we had men's meeting, and people were asked to introduce themselves. I'm an engineer. And a medical doctor, and this. And when was his turn? He stood up. He said, "My name is so-so-so-and-so, and I'm jobless." I remember that day in the church cafeteria. The person that was jobless 4 years ago, today, has employees, multiple companies. Listen, and all it took was the opening of eyes by covenant. There are possibilities everywhere. These things are yours. Your problem is, some other things are more real than this. So this season is about making this the primary reality.
We hope you've been richly blessed by this teaching from Kingswood Ministries International. Feel free to visit our website at kingswood.org for more inspiring teachings by Dr. K. Ijishason. There you'd also find other helpful materials and further information about this ministry. God bless you richly.